Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet and Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Hispanic voters overwhelmingly support President Obama. But here's a question. Could enough of them be persuaded to vote Republican this year to help Mitt Romney get to the White House? I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. The latest polls show Mitt Romney is supported by less than 30% of registered Latino voters. The Romney campaign is hoping their candidate can get about 38% of the Latino vote. So what can the Republicans do to improve these numbers, and are they doing it? On the line with me from the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida, are two journalists long associated with Feet in Two Worlds. Pilar Marrero is the senior political writer for La Opinión, the Spanish-language newspaper in Los Angeles. And Valeria Fernandez is a freelance journalist and filmmaker based in Phoenix. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, nice to be here.
Thank you.
Pilar, there are two issues that Latino voters consistently put at the top of their list of priorities, the economy and immigration. Let's talk about immigration first. What's the message that the Republican Party is taking into the general election on immigration?
Right here in Tampa, they're trying to repackage their immigration message. They already started a couple of months ago when Mitt Romney came down to Orlando and spoke in front of NALEO, which is an organization made up of Latino elected officials and other Latino leaders. And he basically came out with a proposal with several points, adding temporary workers program, adding some visas for families, some kind of adjustment for people who serve in the military, a few points that he added to what previously was only an enforcement-only solution that he pushed all through the primary with the keyword self-deportation, which is kind of a bad word at this point because it was pushed by the very extreme forces that brought us the Arizona law, the Georgia law, and all the other laws.
Now, self-deportation is in the Republican Party platform, isn't it?
At the beginning of the convention, we didn't know what was in the platform because the platform itself was nowhere to be found. Usually the platform text is finished before the party gets to the convention. Supposedly they had a platform finished the week before. But when we came to the convention, we found that we couldn't see the text. Apparently what was leaked of the text was so badly received in terms of several issues, immigration, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other extreme positions that they were trying to soften some of them. So self-deportation in the platform is there, but it's not there with those words. What Romney has said is that he wants people to go back and that he will basically find a humane way to have them go back. How that will happen remains to be seen. It's really not as easy as saying, hey, you don't have a job, you need to leave. People will always find a job. That's my position about it. His position is that he's going to do it in a humane way.
Valeria, the last time the three of us spoke was when you and Pilar were in New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Republican primary. And I remember you saying that the voters that you were speaking to in New Hampshire were actually more moderate on immigration, and these were not Latino voters, these were non-Latinos, than what the candidates in the GOP primary were expressing. What have you found in Florida and in Arizona, the state where you're based?
Mostly here in Tampa, I've been speaking with Latino voters. And, you know, the background is really broad. There's a lot of people from Cuba. There's a lot of people from Peru, from Venezuela, Colombia, a really, really diverse community. And to be honest, the majority of the ones I've been talking to are registered Republicans who are going to vote for Romney. But what's interesting, and it's perhaps different from the Latinos in Arizona, these Latino Republicans want some sort of a comprehensive immigration reform, and they are supporters of the president's the Fair Action Plan, and they are all on board for the DREAM Act. I mean, these are some of the people that I've been talking to on the streets, and this is a really interesting contrast from the Latino Republican voters in Arizona who are supporting measures such as SB 1070, who are for, well, between quotations, this idea of self-deportation, and that they don't want anything that resembles to them to any form of amnesty. And I think that's an interesting contrast that I've been finding. A lot of the Latino Republicans that I've been speaking with here, they believe that if Romney gets elected, he's going to be more moderate in immigration than what he was during the primaries. I mean, he said he was going to veto the DREAM Act. He took a really harsh stance. They believe that he needs to do that because he needs to appeal to the most conservative side of the party. But they trust him more than Obama because he made a promise that he will pass some sort of an immigration reform at the beginning of his term, and he really didn't follow through. So for a lot of them, it's a matter of who they can trust on that issue.
Now, these are Latino Republicans that you've been talking to.
Yes, yes. And that's what I feel is interesting, that in contrast to Arizona, where I found a lot of Latino Republicans that really align with the idea of self-deportation and bills like SB 1070, here there seems to be an interest for a solution that would allow people that are legally in the country to get papers to legalize their status.
Okay, let's talk about the economy. Mitt Romney has built his campaign around criticism of President Obama's handling of the economy, and we know that the economy is a very important issue for Latino voters. Yet the Romney campaign itself is being criticized for not reaching out aggressively enough to Latinos. Does that mean, Pilar, that Latinos are not getting the Romney message on the economy?
From the polling that we have done, we see that Latinos blame the state of the economy on President Bush, meaning the president previous to President Obama, and not on President Obama. 68% of Latino voters make Bush more responsible for the state of the economy than President Obama.
So what are the implications for Mitt Romney then?
Well, the implications for Mitt Romney is that Latinos are not, first of all, Latinos are still sympathizing with Obama. They're still open, more open to his message. And secondly, they're not getting the message from Mr. Romney, or they don't agree with it if they're getting it. Now, what we've seen in covering the campaign is that Mr. Romney and his campaign have been concentrating only on Latino voters in Florida. That's what they seem to care about. I mean, they make some gestures towards Latinos in general, and they have a lot of Latino surrogates here in the convention. But they still concentrate, and when they have ads and when they have mobilizations, it's usually in Florida, which is the battleground state that they're concentrating on, not on California or in other states, not even in, I don't think, in states that they, like Nevada or New Mexico, where they probably feel that they're not that competitive.
Valeria, I want to ask you, are the people you've been speaking to in Florida, the Latino voters, are they receptive to the Republican message, to the Romney message of lower taxes and less government to fix the economy, as opposed to the Obama message, which is more government intervention, government spending, and so forth?
Well, I keep hearing that naturally they want to vote for the Republican Party, at least the Latino Republicans, because they believe in this message of less government. And also, you know, being conservative with your spending, tightening your belt, and all of those things. And, I mean, I'm hoping to talk to some more business owners specifically to see where they're standing with that. But that's what I keep hearing over and over and over. Less government, and anything is better than Obama. They certainly, the Latinos that I speak with, they blaming him for these conditions of the economy. Well, some recognize or they mention Bush too, but they certainly focus on Obama and they want him out and they believe he's the one that has destroyed the economy, in their words.
Let's talk about the Republican Party's Latino face, if you will. There are three figures, Ted Cruz, who's running for U.S. Senate in Texas, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Puerto Rico Governor Luis Fortuno, they're all being put front and center during the convention to project the Latino image. Rubio and Cruz are Cuban. Fortuno, of course, is Puerto Rican. Most Latinos around the country are from Mexico and Central America and South America and not those places, and they have very different immigrant experiences than Cubans and Puerto Ricans. Are those figures, those guys, are they enough to pull in the great mass of Latino voters to, let's say, get Mitt Romney and get the Republicans to that 38% of the Latino vote that they want in the general election? Pilar.
You said it yourself. They don't even represent the majority of Latinos in this country, which are Mexican, basically. But I don't think that the persons themselves are enough. I mean, I don't think that a figure itself is enough to pull people into a party. I think it's a matter of ideas, and it's a matter of tone. I mean, Jeb Bush was recently, right before the convention, he was on Meet the Press, and yet again he said, we need to change the tone. We can't tell people to join our cause if we're telling them they're not welcome. It just doesn't work. And I'm quoting exactly his phrase that he used on Meet the Press the previous Sunday before the election. But one interesting thing is that on the first day, on Monday of the convention, they had a Hispanic briefing that was headed by John Sununu. That, as you know, he was chief of staff for President Bush the father. He was the governor of New Hampshire, and he's basically, you know, major figure in the Romney campaign who has been attacking President Obama, who famously said he wished Obama was more American, et cetera, et cetera. John Sununu is the son of Lebanese immigrants who was born in Havana, and he speaks good Spanish, but he's not Latino. And he's not known among Latinos.
I didn't even know that John Sununu spoke Spanish.
I didn't know either, so that was kind of a surprise. But you know, the person themselves, I don't think it's that important. I think what's important is the message and the tone. And Jeb Bush himself has said it, and his brother did it. You know, when he ran for president, he actually showed respect toward Latinos, and he actually went after their vote and went on Spanish media constantly, you know, talked to us all the time. You know, how many times has Mitt Romney talked to me? Zero.
So you don't see any substantive change in the Republican message from the primaries going into the general election?
They have softened the tone, but the content of their immigration message is barely... It's a little bit more broad. I mean, Mitt Romney did present some ideas. You know, for example, he wanted to expand, you know, family reunification for green card holders, which I think it's a good idea. But, you know, try to get those ideas. I mean, first of all, they're not pushing them very highly in the mainstream campaign. They just basically push them in front of Latino audiences. And second of all, you need to talk to your congresspeople and to the people in your party that still have the mentality of enforcement only. I don't think he's going to get anything past those people if he doesn't really get a broad support for them. But to do that, he needs to talk about them. We'll see if he actually from now till the election, he actually pushes those ideas.
Well, Pilar and Valeria, I want to thank you both for joining us on the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Pilar Marrero is the senior political writer for La Opinión, the Spanish-language newspaper in Los Angeles. Valeria Fernandez is a freelance journalist and filmmaker based in Phoenix. They spoke to us from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. The Feet in Two Worlds podcast is produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Aaron Leaf. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.
With additional support from the Cyrus Fund, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web.
We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can help by going to fi2w.org and clicking on the support button at the top of the page.